The 2016 Mother Earth Day celebration, which is expected to be celebrated in 193 countries, is significant as it is coming shortly after the UN Climate Change Conference in Paris, France, which produced a widely accepted agreement. This year's celebration is also unique as the landmark Paris Agreement is scheduled to be signed by the United States, China, and 120 other countries. The ceremony satisfies a key requirement for the coming into force of the historic Climate Protection Treaty adopted by consensus of the 195 nations that attended the conference in Paris. An environmentalist, Professor Ladipo Olukayode, explains the essence of the celebration as it applies to Nigeria.
Yeah, we are more than 1 billion people celebrate the earth to make sure that the earth is protected, that it can also take care of us. Every Nigerian should try to plant at least one tree, because that is one of the ways by which you can reduce the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere that causes the type of excessive heat.
The theme for the celebration, Three for Life, seeks to get governments across the world, public and private sectors, non-governmental organizations, as well as public-spirited individuals to intensify tree planting efforts in order to meet the goal of 1.8 billion trees within the next 5 years, when the Mother Earth Day would clock 50 years. A cross-section of government officials and environmental advocates want all stakeholders not only to embark on aggressive tree planting, but also to preserve the nation's remaining forest reserves.
If 165 million Nigerians should each plant a tree, we can be sure that our goal of creating a green environment free of pollution, erosion, and other natural disasters will be achieved.
It helps the planet by taking carbon dioxide into animal food and breathe out oxygen for humans to breathe in.
It taught me that planting is good.
To tackle desertification, which is reported to be affecting about 33% of Nigeria's landmass, as well as to key into global afforestation programs, including the Billion Tree Campaign by the United Nations Environment Programme in 2006, the authorities have launched various tree planting initiatives in the country. These include the Eco Green Dream Initiative, aimed at planting 6,000 trees in three local government areas in Lagos State, and the Plant a Million Trees 2020 by the African Center for Environmental Protection. Nigeria is also pursuing the Great Green Wall Program, GGW, of creating a wall of trees along the desert frontline states in the northern states to check for the encroachment of the desert down south and recover land already destroyed by the disaster. The next officer for the GGW in Kano State, Alhaji Garoba Saleh, who encourages tree planting, explains the immense benefit of the program for the country.
The wall is a plantation of trees that is 7,500 kilometers long and 15 kilometers wide, which run across the sub-Saharan Africa. Now, it entered Nigeria from Kebbi State. It is a program that is encompassing and that has the socio-economic benefit for the community, the environment, and the general population.
Many Nigerians believe that the idea of tree planting has not yielded the desired result, which is buttressed by the fact that the nation has not been able to replace its trees the way they were at independence. Tree planting has been sabotaged by factors such as discontinuity in government policies, the ignorance on the part of the people on the importance of trees, as well as the heavy use of land for physical development at the expense of the provision of green areas. The loss of tree covers has been blamed for most of the nation's environmental problems, such as global warming, erosion, increase in the number of diseases, and the reduction of life expectancy, which currently stands at about 50 in the country. An environmentalist, Dr. Desmond Majikoremi, says in order to protect future generations, the way to go is tree planting.
What we can do now is to plant trees, and more trees, which are the life belt of the earth to keep us alive and our children alive.
Humanity derives immense benefits from trees, such as absorbing excess carbon dioxide, which destroys the atmosphere and causes global warming. Trees also make the air clean for people to breathe, while also helping communities to achieve long-term economic and environmental sustainability by providing them with food, energy, and income. In Lagos, Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.